You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Well, it's a great pleasure to finally be able to say good morning to Simon Bridges, Leader of the Opposition, Leader of the National Party. Welcome to BFM Breakfast.
Hey, kia ora, Mikey. Good to talk to you.
Taking the opportunity here whilst the Prime Minister has a baby to get back on BFM, eh? Good on you.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? What's the worst that could happen?
it's been a good week for radio for you, eh? hey, Simon, I think it's important that we're all clear on where we sit. In this whole thing, I'm not at all national, not at all.
Yep.
Not at all.
Yep.
In fact, the last 9 years have turned me even further away from wanting to be involved
like
in the National Party.
And I like and respect you for that because but people who hate national are generally more interesting.
Oh, I never said hate.
But that's people who are not national.
But
we get things done, Mikey. That's the only issue you've got.
Yeah, no,
we get things done.
Well, we won't go into what my issues are because then it'll look like I'm just attacking you and everyone going, oh, typical,
yeah.
You know. So it's not about that. It's about I want to know where the National Party is now. What are we? How many days since the election? We're good swagger months after the election.
That
looked like it was going to go your way, didn't go your way. Ended up in a disappointing loss. Well, it's not a loss. It's great to be in opposition, isn't it? Still, but the a new leadership position for yourself. But the National Party and what it stands for is where I want to sort of start our relationship.
Yeah, sure,
Simon. Because we could sit there and try and trip you up with funny jokes and that, but it's not about that. It's about the options that are on offer for New Zealanders, for voters here in this country that we love and we don't want to bugger it up.
And we all love. No, I think, look, it's a very good question. I mean, basically, the values of the National Party are the same as Spain, you know, right? They sort of really change, whether it's John Key or Bill English or me. People will have a view on those because they are not radically different, but they're a bit different, say, than Labour. You know, so they do emphasise a bit less government. They do emphasise, maybe a bit stronger on law and order and defence and these things. They are a bit more individualistic. They're about strong families. There's things where we meet in the middle, maybe the environment. But what we're doing at the moment is we're going through a bit of a modernisation. It's not that the values change, but, you know, that's one luxury you've got in opposition, is the chance to really have a look at yourselves, have a look at your policies. And to exactly the point I think you were making as well, you know, we have the opportunity to develop exciting plans for New Zealand and give people a real choice at the next election.
Do you feel like the National Party, that the party now is starting to get an angle? Because for a lot of the people involved with you guys, the members of parliament and the people involved in the party haven't done the opposition, haven't been in that role before, and it's a different kettle of fish, isn't it? It's a different approach.
Yeah.
And do you think you're starting to get your angle on that right now?
Oh, yeah, I do. I mean, I think, look, basically, if you actually look at us, it's a very experienced. I mean, 56 MPs is a very experienced. What you've got to do is have a bit of a blend, right? If all you've got is experience, actually, I think you get a bit sort of jaundiced, right? But if all of you've got is new, fresh sort of blood and talent, then you've got these problems that go with that. So it's about having a bit of a blend on all of that. I mean, I think we are very united and energised, and there's a few reasons for that. One is actually change sometimes does a bit of that. It's a new, fresh impetus. There's a real sense that these guys are doing a lot that, you know, we don't like, that we think is taking New Zealand's back. That's motivational in itself.
That's sort of predictable, though, isn't it? To go, oh, look, the National Party doesn't like what the government just did. Isn't that what's going to be happening day to day for the next 3 years?
No, because look, I think they could be making it a lot harder for us. But, you know, there's so many. I mean, I think, you know.
Are you suggesting that not everything they're doing is wrong?
Look, I think even the left would have to acknowledge, you know, these guys have been pretty disorganised. There's been moments that have been incompetent. And, you know, you just got to say, if you're a sports team and you're playing another sports team that's like that, that does spur you on to try and get more tries. And that is true for us. But I come back
and
to...
And vice versa, that's why they became the government, because they got more tries than you guys.
Yeah, well, you know. Across that, three parties, they did that.
Yeah, yeah. So the so what I was thinking overnight. What really interests me now is when I ask you where the National Party are at. Where do you sit in an international sense, like in a global? I know that, yep. in the past, National Party was pretty much reflective of global conservative attitudes. And global conservative attitudes. Sorry, have swung into some pretty ugly and vile places of late. Oh, no, naming any names, but I think you know what I mean. Where do you guys sit with that? Like, if you guys are in government now, would you be just backing the Trump administration? Just
no.
saying everything I do, thumbs up,
no,
good on you guys, and you know, and then how far alt-right does National Party 2018 sit?
Well, whilst I respect what you're saying, I totally disagree with you. I think actually if you look at the last election, we were very much more on the side of openness, of being optimistic about the global economy and politics, about being deeply involved in multilateral organisations. I would argue, you know, and I'm not saying I'm not trying to be inflammatory here, but the reality is, if you look at the policies of the Green Party, New Zealand First, and the Labour Party, it was much more against immigration. It was much more about being a bit more. Protectionist, not just in.
But this is what I mean. This is what I mean, though. This is, like that. Where we sit on that now, like as a country, is we're in a good place, I think. Anyway, but it would be very.
I would argue we're very confused at the moment, actually, in terms of the government.
But
we've
been in during the 9 years that the National Party were in government. I mean, we really did sort of glad hand. Any opportunity that came from some of the more conservative governments in the world—that's all. That's what I mean. It's more, And how far? When do you, as someone who reflects conservative attitudes, or is a right wing party? Which that's really weird to have to differentiate.
Yep.
But as a party, it's like how, when do you start saying no, not that far?
No, I'm not with you, because I don't think it's about, whether it's a Trump administration in America, whether it's, an Abe government in Japan, whether it's a Macron administration in France. Our view is we're a small, isolated country at the bottom of the world. We've got to get out and about and be global in our outlook and not be protectionist. And develop good relations with these countries. So I promise you, it's not about cozying up to one administration or another. It's about looking at what's in a clear-sighted way in New Zealand's interests, and that's about being upbeat, outward-looking, and optimistic. And I'd argue really clearly against what you're effectively saying, which is that if you look at these guys in government right now, Winston Peters as Foreign Minister, David Parker as Trade Minister.
I'm asking where the National Party sits.
If it all
turned around now, not about where they sit, whereabouts you guys sit, because people are going to either vote for you or not vote for you next time around, and they're going to either listen to what you've got to say in opposition now, or they're not going to, and they're going to base that on what they know about the party, and I'm just saying there are things happening in the world that worry me as a voter, worry me as a New Zealander, where I go, man, I don't want anyone in this country. I don't want to ever have anything to do with any of that sort of, the shutting down of borders, the whole, I know there's anti-immigration, and then there's just pure prejudice,
Take the borders one, right? Actually, I came out very quickly, and I made it very clear from the National Party's perspective that it was inhumane and wrong. By the way, actually, Mikey, this government, as you say, you're not with National, you support it, they didn't, okay? Winston Peters actually took quite a long time to get in a position where he was...
He took quite a long time to get in any position, actually.
but I'm sorry, he's the foreign minister. And actually, he was the acting prime minister at the time. So I suppose, who knows, maybe over the next few months I might convert you, Mikey, because
you might.
The reality is, in terms of the things you're saying, we're the party that's been more outward-looking and aspirational on global affairs. The other parties have almost to a person been anti-internationalist in a bunch of things. They have been against CPTPP, albeit they then signed up to it. They've been wanting to have lower lower immigration, albeit now they're inherently confused on that. We're not confused. We haven't changed our positions on this stuff. We're outward looking. We're open. We want to be supportive of organisations like the UN and the WTO because a small country, we reckon that's how we make our way.
What I look forward to is in our ongoing discussion, Simon, which I would say I'm really stoked that you're on board, hopefully getting rid of my impression of my experience with National Party MPs in the past is I'd love it if I didn't feel so patronised. I'd love it if I wasn't talked down to, and I'd love it if I felt like I wasn't being lied to. They're three big things that really and that sit with me over the last 9 years. You know what I mean? And for whatever reasons, moving forward, wouldn't it be great if you could change my mind on those things?
I reckon we can. And look,
come in for a cuddle, Simon. Come here.
Well, you never know, and we probably enjoy that. All I'd sort of say to you is this: remember this. I think most politicians, look, even the pains may say, even Winston Peters, go into politics with good intentions.
I don't disagree with you there, but I'm saying that's where my impression. That's when I think of the National Party and the way that my reflection. That's what I've seen over the last 9 years, and I would love that to change because it annoys me that there's a party in government that makes me think like that, you know. And so
we don't want you to.
We don't. Thank you very much. So we'll wind up now, and we'll speak to you again very shortly. But thank you very much for joining us, Simon Bridges, leader of the opposition, leader of the National Party.
Thank you, Mikey.
Have a wonderful day today on this beautiful Wednesday, 27th of June, 2018.
Cheers, man.
95BFM Podcasts. 95BFM is supported by our listeners. Sign up for a Simplicity B-card at 95bfm.com/signup and support independent media from $4.20 a month.